Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
7 The Buzz.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Check, 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 check.
O600, what's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
All right, folks, enjoy the show. Stay tuned. We're going live in 5, 4, 3.
Morning Mayhem starts now with David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore. Live from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort.
Check you, Double R.
From the office of your favorite resident, good morning to all of the 609ers, Los Angeles.
Hey, you guys!
All right, you 609ers, you know what to do. It's actually 709 here.
Yeah. 709.
Move it, move it, move it. Let's go.
Oh, there's a big hum.
Go. 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 Jack it up there, Raj. There you go.
You guys are humming.
We're humming.
Let's go to the phones real quick.
What's that phone in his pocket?
Probably his SEC media badge. Oh, rainwater.
I think we need more level, Raj. More juice for you.
How's your Jack?
I'm good. Not good with you guys. Roger, I'm just
here. We go, boys. Los Angeles. Here we go.
Los Angeles.
Bill's got to learn that.
I got to catch up.
You got to do this. You got one more time. You got one more shot at it. We sound hot, don't we?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Love you, buddy.
My man JM.
I can almost taste it right now.
JM is up this early.
Oh, no. We just have recordings of JM this early.
Business we've chosen.
All right, boys, one more time. You say Los Angeles, Roger, Double R.
Los Angeles.
Good morning from London, England. Welcome to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Whoopig Sui! Los Angeles!
There you go. About that.
Strength and honor.
Very good. Look, the double R has no idea. He's like, man, what's going on here?
What are y'all doing?
Good morning, everybody. 7-Eleven live on Radio Row here at SEC Media Days 2026 in Tampa.
6-Eleven back
here. 6-Eleven DB.
Yes, I'll be doing that. I'll do that all day today.
Cars go off the highway.
Back in the studio, Roger Scott. Good morning, Roger.
Hey, Bob.
Christian Weaver producing.
Good morning, fellas.
We have got a show full right off the bat here. I mean, you talking about a lineup here. We've got Trey Schaap, who has been coming down here probably, 20 years, 25 years, something like that?
Long time.
Double R, Randy Rainwater, has been coming down here longer than that, maybe 30 years. He is here for, like you said, Bill, an 18-hour day.
Yes.
He and Trey both, if they're here, they don't have to be. And Bill Vickery here at 6 o'clock. Yeah,
it's not at 8.
Stunning.
Not at 8.
Yeah, how about that, Roger?
That's not too shabby. Not too shabby. All-star. You got your own little all-star crew.
It's our all-star crew. It's the Tommy Norman all-star crew.
Mm-hmm. That's something.
I don't know, Roger. I don't know how, Trey. Do we have the you've got the cameras up. You can't show because it was backlit.
It's so bad.
We are sitting on a canal, these canals that go through downtown Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Morning, the clouds. You can see Big Bertha out there.
The tropical storm.
Yes, tropical storm Bertha. And had a great time yesterday with Bill. Did his show yesterday for a couple hours. And
great night the night before.
Yeah, St. Petersburg.
Yes.
Double R, Trey, hanging out with Bill. And, I mean, everywhere we went, had to stop. We had to say hello to Bill.
Randy, I put it this way. When David and I went out Saturday night, you remember Kirk Gibson hit that home run, walk-off World Series. He was limping, but he was smoking. He's burning the nail right before he went out on the field. Lasorda said, can you give me one, Gibby? Can you give me one good at-bat? There was a time David and I played every day. Shortstop, second base, could hit for power, hit for average, either side of the plate. Now we're down to one good at bat.
Yeah.
We've still got one good
at bat. Good at bat.
And that was Saturday night.
Well, there was a finale last night. And
yes.
I heard this huge, I'm talking huge, boom! And I turned around, and I was just about to catch him. And then I thought, no, that's about 600 pounds of human being that was falling down.
I fell down the steps last night.
No, how sad.
Oh,
how
wow.
sad.
Wow.
If people could see the legend, DB, tumbling down those steps.
What a way to go.
I mean,
Roger, we have a condo that's three stories tall. Actually, with the rooftop, it's four. And, Roger, I sent you and Christian pictures of the nightclub that's next door to us.
Yes.
It's Club DZ.
Oh, that's not what Bill calls it.
No.
What do you call it?
Club Ramrod. It's Club Ramrod next door.
I think it sounds to me, I got Club D's.
I thought it was D's.
It is. I did not realize what that could mean, Club D's, until D's it fits. So, anyway, we have the best condo we've ever stayed in. We do want to thank Signal Media and Jim for getting that. But we've never sat next to, they were out there talking. Raj, till 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. I mean, no joke, Bill. I was up till, I didn't go to bed till 2:30 last night, and I looked out there, and they were out there taking pictures, and Craig's like, we're out here sleeping over here, people.
Oh,
Club D's.
I didn't hear any of that.
Yeah, Trey's on the first floor. I don't know how
the only thing
it.
I heard was the trash man came at like 4:30 this morning.
So here's what's going on, Raj. Here's the schedule for today. In addition to having Bill, which we'll do his sponsor in a second, Double R hanging out, and Trey. Greg Sankey's going to kick everything off at 9 o'clock
Eastern time,
8 o'clock our time. And then we'll have also Gene Chizik on the show with us at 8:50, a little bit later in the show. And, of course, Pat Bradley will try to get the 9 o'clock hour. But there's
Chizik could slide, but 8:50 right now.
So there's four teams today, guys. It's Oklahoma and Brent Venables, Missouri's coach Eli Drinkwitz. And then in the afternoon slots, Coach Will Stein from Kentucky. And, of course, he's a new coach. And Tennessee's coach Josh Heupel Monday afternoon. So you have all those. I don't know who the players are. There's only one team that I know who the player is, and that's Texas and Arch Manning, besides the three that are. Arkansas is not until Thursday. And I didn't realize this till this morning that we're opposite. Ryan Silverfield is opposite Lane Kiffin.
Lane Kiffin.
So he will get, you know, Lane Kiffin, it will be, he will be like the Saban this year. He will get, that's right. Everybody that's here will.
Especially Ole Miss writers and media.
And Roger, the other thing is a little different. And Bill, this is Bill's first time. They have to be credentialed. You saw your friend Chris Doering?
Right.
Who came and spoke at the Touchdown Club. We got to hang out. And Peter Burns, they're down there. But there are not many morning shows here. I'm surprised. You know, a lot of times, you know, they don't want to waste money coming in Monday if their school is not till Tuesday, Wednesday, or whatever. But, I mean, I've never seen this few. You see how many the setups there are, Bill. So
maybe
it's
they're still at Club D's.
Could be Club D's.
Late night.
Be honest, Trey. When did you roll out of Club D's this morning?
Never opened the door.
Okay. Now, we did, Roger, have a chance to, and Christian, all four of us got a chance to watch some of the World Cup yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
A lot of scoring.
The four of us.
It was a great game.
I kept telling Trey, when do we run out of time here when nobody scores?
When the referee says that you're out of time.
Spain. How about this? Spain gets it done. Yeah.
Did you know this, though, David? Spain only allowed one goal the entire tournament.
Very impressive run. Yeah.
The Chicago Bears 85 defense.
I think they won like 27 in a row or something. Is that right? Did I hear that correctly?
Like that. Yeah, it's up there. Maybe like 29.
Messi was a no-show. Had to be
disappointed. Argentina was a no-show.
Yeah, if that's his last one of his career, that's a disappointing way to go out. Yeah. So that's it. So we've of course you saw all the national leaders there, international leaders that were there in New Jersey. Beautiful day there. And then, of course, while we're down here, we find out that there's a tropical storm coming in. It's like, are you kidding me? Why the world? You know what in the world?
Wow.
And it went from two to Bertha.
Roger, poor David.
Yeah.
So he flies in on Saturday. His luggage is lost. Okay. Yeah. That's bad. Yeah. Okay. That's bad.
That's typical DB.
Check that up to the David Basil luck.
Yep. Yep.
So as a favor, when I check him into the hotel says, you know what? We're going to put him on a nice high floor. That way he can have a nice view of the bay.
Now, you set this all up for him.
Correct. Yes. Right. Yeah. So, okay. I'm thinking, well, this is at least nice.
Yes.
So then we go to dinner out in this beautiful restaurant out at the tip end of this pier that juts out into the bay.
Yes.
No air conditioning.
What?
The air conditioning's out in the restaurant.
It's great.
And I mean, so now we've got to walk a mile to get back to the mainland.
Oh.
Okay.
Yes.
David gets to his hotel finally at the end of the night. Turns out, elevators are down.
Two of the three elevators are out. Yes. So there's an 18-minute wait.
To go up to his near penthouse. To be on floor three.
On the way. Wow. And then we find out that Bertha is rolling in. And but we've had a great time. It's a couple inconveniences, a couple bumps along the way.
We flew through Bertha yesterday getting here.
Trey and Double R landed. There were no atheists on that plane, gentlemen. That was a meat grinder.
I will say this, Roger. We our tie line has got a power issue to where if we bump this thing, Roger, it is going to knock us off.
Yeah,
so
that's why we got to get you a FedEx member.
He did. Chuck did. He did. He FedExed it yesterday.
Excellent.
I don't think it's going to be here till Tuesday.
Pony Express.
Wait a minute. Next Day Air gets you there when?
Well, I think he said it was getting here Tuesday, not today.
All right.
Hey, Raj.
Yeah.
You know how fast David was driving last year to Atlanta? They're trying to find a pony that will gallop that fast to get it here.
Yeah.
But it's kind of a safe check, though.
Yeah.
Because if all of a sudden we can't hear our own selves talk, that means we've lost connection. So that's good in that regard.
See, there it is. That's
look at the positive.
Yes. That's the veteranism, if you will.
There you go, Double R. I can't believe it.
So I was looking at the
Paul
notes
Revere
here.
Is bringing our
exact
backup.
Yes. By the way, we got to give credit. Bill has seen this now firsthand.
Look at that.
Roger, Randy has he's got so many notes, and not only does he have notes, but they are
They're laminated.
Everything is laminated.
And wow. They're joined together. It's like an NFL, like yes, he can call, is. Give yes. me the down and distance for a screen pass.
You know, I can just fold them so I can stick them in my pocket.
The only thing they're not, they're not highlighted.
It is the most.
Color-coded.
It is the most.
That sheet is.
Look at Cole Kubel.
It's elaborate.
Look how in shape he looks at. Man, like, might be a linebacker now these days. Look at that. Yeah, the but very impressive. We see who will be speaking today, what order. It's got color-coded. You know,
it's the whole.
But we go back. So the first time they had an SEC Media Day, anybody want to guess what year it was? Where it was, they identify as the first year of SEC Media Day.
It was in the
80s. I think it's 1889?
No.
I guess only because Arkansas didn't get in the SEC to what, 92,
right,
93.
Right, right.
I think that's when most of us start kind of paying attention to what was going on at Media Days. But it was forever, obviously, in Hoover, Alabama.
1985. Was the first year.
Wow.
And the Birmingham.
It was one of the something. It was not Hoover or one of the Wyndham, whatever it is that, you know, right. Obviously was the place. But I was telling, I think Bill and I were talking yesterday on his show. Back when I played, Randy, you remember what Wally and them would do. It was a tour. And
yes.
the media folks, Roger, would actually get on a bus and actually go from campus to campus.
Wow.
And now we just talked about how there's too much money involved. There's too many people involved. It's a promotion tool for their billion-dollar business here, and this is a better way to show off your product. And it also, Roger, reminds us, looking at people like us, we make a living off of college sports, too. Not only that, but it's a big driver for us following the Razorbacks, and every radio station here is about the same way.
But what you're going to find out this year is who are the true warriors, because – typically, I want to say the one in Dallas, in Arlington, may have been the biggest ever. I think there were 1,500.
First year for Texas and OU.
Right.
But typically, this draws at least a thousand every time. I'll be curious.
So many people had to hop on a plane to get here.
But that's the other thing. If you look at it from the point, the only school that's close to this is Gainesville.
Yeah.
Everybody else, if you're in a College Station, if you're in Missouri, if you're in South Carolina, Fayetteville, it's expensive flight or a long drive. And so I'm curious to see. Like I said, that may be one of the reasons we don't see 4 days of staying here. You know, maybe the cost of we've got a VRBO compared to instead of doing.
Three rooms?
Three rooms. Last night, Trey.
Surprised Vickery didn't open up his place for us.
No, well, there's no
high
way.
Security.
He's a smart man.
No way I'm letting you guys get close.
Roger,
smart man.
You should have seen it last night. We're going through the Publix, and real nice Publix, Bill. The Publix is the grocery store here in Florida. So
you
Trey
know,
also.
You know,
we did Jameis Winston the Publix.
Exactly. That's the only thing I knew about Publix.
That's right. So, Roger, I'm pushing the card around. Randy has his own card. I have a card for me and Trey. So Trey and I are combining. And Trey, all of a sudden, out of the blue goes, hey, you want me to cook you some shrimp tonight?
I'm like, I said,
you know, Trey, you don't have to do that. I can just go get a Lean Cuisine. No, man, let me cook you some shrimp.
Outstanding.
So we go to the fresh seafood area. And Trey calls the guy out, and Trey buys 30. I picked up a tab. If he was cooking, I was going to pay for it. Mm-hmm. He picked up 30 shrimp. And I said, Trey, these still have to be, what do you call it?
Peeled.
They have to be peeled, man. Mm-hmm. He goes, no, don't worry about it. No big deal. So then he goes, how about some pasta and shrimp?
Oh, wow.
Like, well, Chef, Chef,
Chef
Shop.
Chef Shop.
Betty Crocker.
Well, I love that. And I love the fact that, obviously, we've lost connection with that great piece of equipment that they do not have is on its way. But, you know, so they mocked me for wanting to do the shopping and grabbing things when we were down in Atlanta a week ago to try and get, you know, go to Walmart and do all that sort of thing. But it did happen that they go shopping. Well, they're going to be there all week long. I didn't know that they were in a hotel room or an Airbnb. Do you know?
They said Vrbo, didn't they?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, they said Vrbo.
I don't know. I saw him cooking, but for some reason.
I guess Baz was in, he mentioned a hotel, so I guess he was in a hotel the first night, and
okay.
They had the Vrbo starting yesterday.
Okay, well, that makes
sense.
Which
is next to
because
Club D's.
We used to call it Club D's, because we used to call that a kitchenette.
Which probably has fine food.
I don't know. I don't
it
know.
May.
Well, it may. I don't know. I don't know if all restaurants and bars sell grub. especially at Club D's. But what an array. What an all-star crew that is down there. Bill Vickery, I understand, has credentials all week long, so he's going to be participating. For him to be up on the very first day is outstanding. Trey Shepp, obviously, doing what he does, setting all the equipment up and getting ready, getting it all ready there on Radio Row. Randy Rainwater.
He's on cam now. They're speaking. They don't know they've been knocked off.
They don't
I messaged
know.
Him.
No, that's okay. We'll get him. If you're messaging him, that's fine. Rainwater being down
there now
again,
know.
Being down there for 30 years, obviously, is incredible, an incredible feat, because that's as long as SEC Media's Day's been going on for the Hogs, I think.
Oh, God.
All right, we're back.
Dadgummit.
There you go.
What was the last thing you heard us say?
Something about debating the shrimp.
It's not worth repeating. We covered it all. It's just that he was cooking and then that he did all of that. And, of course, then I also want to shout out to you, Trey, for taking on what I had last week at this time, where they beat you up for going to do some shopping and everything else like that. But a smart move, on your behalf to do the cooking and all.
Well, yeah, that was – no, I was telling that Randy has lost so much weight, Roger.
Yeah,
he's
he
only
does
165
look thin. He looks
pounds.
Sick. He looks sick.
He does.
I'm sick as it is.
Asked him. I said, "Are you feeling okay?" And he said, "Yeah." He said, and I said,
"Feeling great. Yeah. Walking 10,000 steps a day."
Yeah, how about that? Every day he walks 10,000 steps, he's got matching shoes and hat. Mm-hmm. It is incredible.
That's nice. He's got on matching shoes. That's great.
Yeah, I mean everything matches. Everything matches.
Yes.
I only brought two pair, so I can't get mixed.
Hard to screw that up.
He's got the hat matches.
How much
matches,
is this,
shirt
mini,
matches.
Randy? Yes.
Also, Randy had mentioned that there are only about 40 radio stations here.
42.
And normally we talked about, Roger, if you go back 5 or 10 years when it's in Birmingham, you probably have 60 to 70. So probably the distance had something to do with that.
How many times has it been in
Bill, some of my best
Tampa.
Lines came.
Never.
The first year.
Why did they go to Tampa this year?
Well,
they bid.
Bill okay, asked about right, that, and I presume that's what it was. Was a was
what
a
was bid. The bid, Bill?
No, he didn't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I thought you said it was like $5 million.
No, I haven't heard that.
I have not heard it.
I've heard $5 million.
But it's the SEC puts it.
Well, again, you get 4 solid days of SEC Network. Every reporter in the whatever state, how many states are in the SEC reporting on this, and so Tampa does get a lot of love out of it.
The whole South. It's just an advertisement for the city, and you look out like. You look out that window there. You see all those nice boats and some yachts.
Yes.
On this
I like
inland
your boat,
waterway.
Yep. I like yours, Bill. Yes. That one that says Misty. Girlfriend.
Misty.
Roger. The other thing that we learned yesterday on Bill's show is that there is a possibility that I will be going sailing with Bill Vickery.
Oh,
one day
listen,
this
week. Church yesterday. I listened to your show, Bill. It was great. I wish there was video of it. I wanted to see you guys, but. You weren't able to get that hooked up. I guess maybe the piece of equipment. But I heard about the sailing. I heard about the storm and everything that's going on.
Yes.
So is that, does it all that's, depend on that?
Tropical Depression Bertha has a big impact. It was, like I said, Double R and Trey had to land in the middle of it yesterday as the tip of it started to make land. We'll see how much rain we get. It's supposed to rain.
Okay.
Actually, I think. What I drove in on is coming this way. So,
how far are you from there, Bill?
About 25 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, not bad at all. Yeah.
Morning mayhem from the yacht.
From the
I like that. Yeah. Roger had a couple. Somebody said online that they need to bump up your sound a little bit. You and Christian, you are a little. The volume is a little low for you, so jack it up if you can.
Okay,
oh boy.
Yeah, that's what they were saying last night at Club DZ.
Club Ramrod. The home away from home for Morning Mayhem.
I did send you guys, you and Christian, the picture that was on the door, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. I mean it's textbook. It's
two
textbook.
Drink minimum.
Yeah,
two drink.
Yeah,
and it's a two drink minimum. Absolutely.
But we were bragging to Terry and to Gemma how this is the nicest VRBO we've ever stayed in. It's almost
great.
Brand new. But then we go, but it is. We do have a club next to us. Yes. And she goes, well, I hope they don't keep you up. I said, nah, they wouldn't keep us up.
They sure did. Enough,
at 2:30 in the morning, they're out there.
My ass was still.
I almost thought about going out there and saying something, but that probably wouldn't have been good either because I might have been.
Yeah, no, you can't do that. You can't.
Nobody
do that.
Had a shirt on, I can tell you that.
All right. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 is the Middleton Heat and Air text line. We're looking down at Peter Burns and Chris Doering, SEC Network. We'll walk behind them and flex or something. to make sure they know where I and get on TV this morning. Don't go away. More fun to come. We've got an all-star crew here on Morning Mayhem. Never before have we had this kind of gathering.
Probably never again.
Yes, don't go away.
Still on the sidelines? Then it's time you suit up and get in the game. Download Arkansas's favorite sports wagering app, Bet Saracen, today.
This is SportsCenter.
In Major League Baseball, the Red Sox have now won 13 games in a row, their longest streak since 1948. They swept the Rays in a four-game series over the weekend. This streak has propelled them into the wild card after seeming dead for months. They're six games back of the Rays for the lead in the AL East and five games back from the Yankees. In golf, 39-year-old New Zealand's Ryan Fox won the 2026 Open Championship. He birdied the final two holes to finish 10-under, beating American Cameron Young by one shot. With that, the major season is over. Rory McIlroy repeated winning the Masters. Wyndham Clark won the U.S. Open for his second major win, while Aaron Rye, who won the PGA Championship, and Ryan Fox, who won the Open, both were first-time winners. Major season starts with the Masters next year on April 8th. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
The Zone's Week on the Road continues this Thursday when Justin Akery stops at 10901 Rodney Parham Road for the grand opening of UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, right next to the UAMS Health Urology Center. This Thursday at 10 on 103.7 The Buzz.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
An extreme heat warning is in effect for today and tomorrow here in Central Arkansas. This afternoon, our heat index values may reach 110. Our actual high temperature at 99 today with a mostly sunny sky and also a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm over in the afternoon hours. Tonight, looking for a mostly clear sky with a low only of 80. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Join 103.7 The Buzz as First Security Bank presents coverage of the 2026 SEC Media Days. Baz, Trey, and Randy Rainwater will be in Tampa with the latest news, interviews, and highlights. Brought to you in part by Kaufman by Design West, Blackman Auctions, UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, and Bet Saracen. And be sure to watch 103.7 The Buzz social media for live videos, pictures, and much more. 103.7 The Buzz, live from SEC Media Days, presented by First Security Bank. Bank better.
Hi, folks. It's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep in Sherwood. And the manufacturer has stepped up, and we're going to move some vehicles. The vehicle you've been waiting for and dream of is here, but not for long. These deals end July 31st, so hurry in right now. This is the biggest sell of the summer. I've got Ram trucks up to $20,000 off, and that includes a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. I've got the all-new Grand Cherokees up to $10,000. Off. We've got the new Grand Wagoneers under $60,000 starting at $59,997. And I also got the new Rams, including the 10-year 100, starting at $39,997. We're paying top dollar for your trade. So get pre-approved at FletcherCredit.com. Shop online at FletcherDeals.com. When these deals are gone, they're gone. So get down to 5922 Warden Road in Sherwood or call us at 501-834-7700.
Hello, this is Justin Akery. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
You can't always see what's in the air, but dust, allergens, contaminants, even mold could be affecting your health. Learn about air quality testing at RainbowRestores.com. When the unthinkable happens, damage from smoke, water, fire, mold, or just poor air quality, let Rainbow Restoration fix your home or business. With their 24/7 rapid response, you'll get your life back on track fast. RainbowRestores.com. Rainbow Restoration. They restore, you recover. Services performed by an independently owned and operated franchise.
David and Roger are hitting the road this summer, celebrating the Morning Mayhem Summer of Adventure presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs. Keep it on the buzz to find out where they're heading next.
This is Miss Arkansas 2026, Ava Weeks, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem with David, Roger, Justin, and Christian.
Thank you, Ava. It is 6:35 Central Time, 7:35 Eastern Time here in Tampa, Florida. I'm going to get it right. Where was last year? Was it Atlanta? It was Eastern Time last year, too? Yeah. Looks like Radio Row is waking up a little bit. Mm-hmm. We were the one of only three shows here that I think got started at 6. Everything gets underway in the big room at 8:05 Central, 9:05 Eastern. We'll have Greg Sankey. We'll actually, Bill, yes, we can punch through the set. We can have the sound right here,
right,
from the podium, and then we'll hear from Sankey at 8 o'clock, and then we'll also visit with Gene Chizik a little bit later. But do want to thank Bill Vickery for stopping by. Brought to you by Smart Buick GMC.
Yes,
great to have him hanging out here today. This is your normal segment. We'll visit with Chris Kane at some point this morning. Yeah, it's Trey, what you got?
Someone said, Chase in Arkansas said, is that Ned Permy?
Is there, are they talking about Bill?
Randy or myself?
I don't know. Also today, we haven't gotten this. I haven't mentioned this yet. We've got some other sponsors. Now, this is not part of our Summer Adventure, which is brought to you by Oaklawn. This is completely different.
Mm-hmm.
This is
the Summer of Misadventure.
That's right. Do you have the liner to play there that we can hear, Christian, or no?
Yeah, the SEC.
Yes.
Here we go.
Coverage of the 2026 SEC Media Days from Tampa, Florida is presented by First Security Bank and brought to you in part by Kaufman by Design West, Blockman Auctions, UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, and Bet Saracen.
All right. I do want to thank all those great sponsors for allowing us to come down and be a part of this. Today, guys, also National Ice Cream Day. No joke. What's your go-to ice cream, Bill?
Ooh, probably salted caramel.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. Got a little,
Double R, what about you?
I kind of started straying towards the cookies and cream.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
I used to be strictly chocolate, but then I tried some of this cookies and cream, and, man, fell in love with it. But That doesn't work very well when you're trying to keep weight off.
Well, yeah, but see, you're not allowing yourself to eat much of it, I would imagine. Trey, what do you have?
Bluebell, cookies and cream, and Dutch chocolate together.
Whoa.
Wow,
whoa.
Look at that.
Raj, what's your go-to?
I like strawberry D's.
just can't help yourself.
Can't help it. It's right there because I'm sitting there thinking strawberry with chunks in it, and these came to mind. I apologize.
Christian, what about you, Christian?
Cookies and cream, but Bluebell has one called Cookie Two Step where they combine cookies and cream and chocolate chip cookie dough. And I
that Cookie Two Step is good.
Our good friend Greg Hatcher is in the ice cream business. Scoops, excellent ice cream. I'm going with chocolate chip. I like the chocolate chip.
One of them that was mentioned is bad.
No, that's exactly right. It's also National Daiquiri Day.
Mix them up around the pool, get you a little frozen drink machine, a little banana daiquiri.
It's National Fortune Cookie Day today. It's National Lollipop Day. Are lollipops still around? We're still doing the lollipop?
Yes, they do. They give them out at Sport Clips every time you get a haircut, if you like. My grandson's got those this weekend.
Mm-hmm. They're mostly for kids. Last but not least, something that all of us have probably at some point or another needed to do, National Get Out of the Doghouse Day.
Yeah.
So, yes. It's Jacob Hester there.
It's easy to do if you just keep your mouth shut.
How you doing, man? Good to see you, brother. Everybody. Here's the other thing, too, what you guys you'll see.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that Greg McElroy, and I think, Roger, you knew this, Greg McElroy and Cole Kublik, when they came together to do their show, they decided, they negotiated, we're not doing 6 to 7. They're going to start their show at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock,
and so
are you trying to negotiate?
No, we're about making money at this. Morning Mayhem. So we're the only 4-hour show. Matter of fact, there was a gentleman there, a guy that we see here every year, and he was saying, I think he's at Montgomery. He said, man, hey, we moved to 3 hours. I said, oh, very nice.
Mm.
When you're ready to go for, big boy.
Luxury.
661-1037 is the number if you just tuned in. Coming up today, after Commissioner Greg Sankey, Brent Venables, who, remember, they were in the playoffs last year, Oklahoma. They sort of got it going again. They got a good quarterback.
John Mateer's going to be here today with them.
Yeah, he's a good-looking quarterback. He got hurt. They were really cruising until he got hurt last year and still managed to get.
They were pretty good wide receiver, too.
Yeah, that's right. You hear Satania's name. Been nice to have him at Arkansas. So, Oklahoma's back. Brent Venables really needed that last year. And then you got Eli Drinkwitz, who I think in the last 3 years, the only schools that have won more games than him, Georgia, Alabama, Texas, I think. I mean, he's He's doing it. You can say what you want to. They've got three All-Americans back. They got an All-American running back. They got an All-American offensive lineman, and I think a kicker.
Check out their six non-conference games, though.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I know. That's what Justin Moore says right off the bat every time.
I think you can wake up and win six games with their schedule.
Yeah,
and Slippery Rock Tech.
The other
just get out of bed and get on the
just
bus.
Slippery Rock.
Slippery. Slip and Fall Tech.
The other interesting hire, I thought, and this guy was a Broyles Award finalist from Oregon, Will Stein. Kentucky, really offensive-minded guy. I think is a good hire for Kentucky.
He's a good offensive coordinator. He's a head coach who knows.
Apparently got some good either through the transfer portal or whatever. They got some players. There's Stats walking by. We see Stats coming in. Look at him.
Now, you know about styling and profile.
I know. Stats. Look at him. He's got the jacket. Look at Stats.
Good morning.
Look at this crew, Stats.
Good morning.
He's like, I'll be right back.
Man.
Wait till you see the seersucker suit from Stats.
We're in darkness compared to him.
Last but not least, you know, there's some people that are saying that this is an important year for Josh Heupel at Tennessee.
Yes, it is.
Maybe he just sort of lost a little bit of the momentum. That if they don't have a quarterback, that team struggles. And, you know, that's one of the few teams we've beaten, you know, the SEC-wise, right?
That was with I'm a leaving.
Yeah. Yes.
What
yeah.
is it?
They
had I'm a leaving with their quarterback.
That was the one we beat them in Fayetteville. We've beaten them in Tennessee. Right?
Of course, we had his little brother, Fredo.
Yes,
he was. Fredo, I'm believing.
Cost us $500,000, didn't it?
Never played. Not at all.
No, I'm not talking. I'm just saying in the series. We've
beat them
in Fayetteville. We've beat them in Knoxville.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the record's been. But
last year they beat us.
Yeah, but we've beaten them, I think, two out of the last four, right?
I think that's correct.
Yeah, you know, Bielema got a big win there. It was Bielema and Pittman, right?
Yeah, both Pittman of them. Pittman in 2020, the COVID-shortened, bizarre Anthony Fauci year. And then, of course, we beat them again last year.
Yeah, so said we've actually
the year before last. Sorry,
yeah.
Just think though, when Arkansas beats Auburn, where do they beat Auburn?
On the road,
on the plains.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we have the Auburn network next to us, by the way. And there's John Neighbors, another Arkansas. Good morning, John. How are you?
Looking fresh.
So last night I picked up Raj at the Athlon Sports magazine.
I read it from back cover to cover, and it's so encouraging.
Yeah, I was about to say, if you want to be encouraged, don't read this. But I'm going to give you one section here. It has the rankings of each position, like quarterback, running back, wide receiver group, offensive line, defensive line, linebacker, DB, of every school in the SEC.
Yes.
So this is Arkansas. So again, I'm just reading.
It's easy. Yeah. Arkansas is ranked number one in every category.
Yeah, so quarterback, 16 out of 16.
Mm-hmm.
Defensive line, which I'm a little surprised. I thought we'd maybe get 16 out of 16. Linebacker, 16 out of 16. Mm-hmm. DB, 16 out of 16. Running back, I thought we might, 15 out of 16.
Okay.
Wide receiver, we're moving up a little bit, 13th out of the 16 teams in the SEC. And offensive line, 11th. That was the best player group that we have. But, boy, to see the 16s. And then you look at Texas. Texas has one quarterback, four running back, one wide receiver, two offensive line, one defensive line, four linebacker, and six DBs. So there's Stats. Brett Norsworthy there, buddy. How are you? Good to see you.
He looks like a U.S. senator.
He always looks dapper, looking great.
Doesn't he?
Good morning,
Congressman.
Good morning.
Congressman,
say hello, Roger and Christian back in the studio.
Hey, Roger. Hey, Christian. How you guys?
Hey, what's up, Stats?
Doing well.
What's the bell for?
What's the somebody like you walks
for so whomever it tolls?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. How are you?
No toll for me.
Yeah, you doing good?
Governor. Doing great. Yeah. Good till Thursday at 6. What time is it?
Looking good. Well, it depends. What time zone are you looking for?
Far City, Arkansas.
Wait. Well, it's 6:44 there.
Well, okay. Stats, we were hoping maybe that we could have one night of breaking bread together.
I doubt it.
With Vickery.
You know it now.
He has sang with Feinbaum or somebody.
No. 64 catches up with me at night.
Listen, I've been with you with Bill and Ruth Chris and Vickery.
Yeah, but we were physically removed, and right. I wasn't even drinking.
Asked to leave.
Now, Stats, obviously.
Also tops me getting kicked out of a FCA tournament and wasn't drinking.
Yeah, you're a Philly, obviously. You work with Ole Miss sports and football, and so that's one of the more dynamic things that's going to happen here. The whole Ole Miss LSU.
Yeah, I think for both of them, let's get to September 19th and go on with the rest of our lives.
I know,
because it's way over the top. Yeah. And the very next week, Ole Miss we go to Florida and play at Gainesville. The last time we played at Gainesville, it wrecked going to the college football playoffs.
Yeah.
Ole Miss would have won it 2 years ago. Went very deep last year. Would have won it in 2024. Lose at Florida, soul-crushing loss. LSU, the week after they play Ole Miss, they play at home against Texas A&M that hammered them last year at Tiger Stadium. That ultimately led to Brian Kelly's ouster and everything that happened. But Brian Kelly, he was dead man walking most of the year. He just never fit.
Well, we had an interesting connection with Ole Miss football last year because Paul Simmons is a friend of the show who's head coach at Harding University. Had played against Trinidad Chapel.
Yes, at Grand Valley State.
He came on the show early in the season and said, I'm just going to tell you guys, there's a quarterback that Ole Miss signed. He said, if he ever gets the starting position, he said, he will. I don't care who Austin Simmons is. He said, if Chambliss gets the start, right, Roger? He said, if he gets the starting quarterback, he will never let it go. And he did it against Arkansas.
Top shelf guy.
And it never. And I've heard a figure for him. I've heard a figure that they're paying him. I heard $6 million.
I know
true?
No figures.
Okay.
But I know he's worth it, and I know he wears uniform 6.
Well, good to see you, Stats,
see you
as always.
Yeah,
Stats is legendary here.
Glad to see this guy here. Sunday Buzz, we there?
Sunday Buzz, yes.
All right, well, we'll take a break,
not
come
only
back.
That, didn't the quarterback that he took over go somewhere
else?
Yeah.
He went to Missouri, Austin Simmons, So he's probably going to help Missouri with that. All right, if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037, we can check out the Middleton Heat Air text line. Don't go away. More to come. So big and so strong. Come a little bit closer.
I'm all alone, and the night is so long. Hey, y'all. Roger Scott here, and I don't have to tell you it's hot outside. You can figure that up all by yourself when you touch your steering wheel at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That thing's going to brand you like a head of cattle. So you want to beat the heat? Make Family Market Stores your fill-up stop. Whether you're pulling into one of their convenience stores or grocery store locations, you're walking into cool air, great deals, and big-time savings. Grab yourself a large fountain drink, sweet tea, or lemonade, and boom, 5 cents off per gallon at the pump. Morning's more your speed. A large cup of community coffee gets you another 5 cents per gallon, and that's before your first sip. And don't forget that Family Market Rewards card. Use it inside the store to save even more on snacks, drinks, and whatever you need, and stack those savings when you gas up outside. And you'll find these deals in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Wooster, Mayflower, and now 2 stores in Hot Springs on Albright Road and the newest location on Albert Pike. If there's not a Family Market store in your neck of the woods just yet, hold tight. One's coming. Family Market Stores, cooling you down and filling you up.
Let's see, if you're going to build a pool, tennis court, get dozens of fitness machines, indoor basketball court, pickleball court, it's going to cost you about $12.3 million. Don't have it? That's okay. Join the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. People will witness the fitness. I got my
first real six string. Brian Adams, Roll with the Punches Tour 2026. A night full of hits. Live at Simmons Bank Arena, Saturday, August 1st. With special guest Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com.
This July is America's 250th birthday, y'all, and Low T Center is celebrating 250 years of freedom with a 250 for 250 deal. All month long, all the guys out there who start testosterone therapy and stay with it for 90 days, we're going to put $250 back in your pocket. Low T Center's raising the T of American patriots from sea to shining sea. Come celebrate 250 years of America with Low T Center's 250 for 250 deal, because bringing back the energy and vitality of your youth is worth celebrating. Go to fixmylowt.com right now to book a free T-test. That's fixmylowt.com.
Monday in the zone. Justin Akery's back, but hey, listen anyway. We'll recap the World Cup after the final. We'll hand out some game balls and jock straps. Keep you up to date with any Razorback news on the Red White Report, thanks to UAMS Health Ortho Now. And SEC Media Days kicks off, so we'll have a ton of sound and a ton of opinion on that. Be ready Monday morning in the zone, where sports and entertainment come crashing together.
You asked for a premium boat at an accessible price, and Trader Bills Outdoor Sports delivered. Introducing the new Vexus Defender, starting at under $32,000. Unlike other brands, the Defender boasts an all-welded, high-performance hull, hydraulic steering, and custom fiberglass components that give you a stronger, smoother, and drier ride. For 42 years, our award-winning family business has put sportsmen first. Experience the difference at Trader Bills Outdoor Sports at Hot Springs or Little Rock location, or on the web at TraderBills.com.
Life is better with community banking from First Security.
where personal connections make a difference every day. Families get bankers who know their names, know their needs, and love to help. Businesses work with responsive lenders who make fast local decisions that help build success. And communities thrive with First Security because our team is rooted here too. Choose the power of personal. First Security. Bank better. FSBank.com. Member FDIC.
Car wreck? Call Rainwater Holt in Sexton.
888-8888.
8 for a fast response. 8 for results. 8 for Arkansas.
Anywhere in the state, dial 8.
888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
The Motivate One Foundation presents A Night with Moses Moody featuring Stephen Curry Friday at the Statehouse Convention Center. Morning Mayhem and The Zone will broadcast on location Friday morning with a preview. That's A Night with Moses Moody featuring Steph Curry Friday at the Statehouse Convention Center, presented by the Motivate One Foundation.
The guys aren't perfect, so if you hear them say something wrong, let them know at 501-661-1037.
What an asset you are to our show.
It's our man Stevie Qualls. It is 6:51, if you want to say 7:51, here in Tampa, Florida, the SEC Media Days. We're on Radio Row, joined by Trey Schaap, the legend Randy Rainwater, and Bill Vickery. What a treat.
Ralph Schuster just came in and wanted to check on Randy. How's he doing?
Randy, as Bill mentioned, Randy, yes. He did this last year, Trey. He's getting ready to clock an 18-hour day? Trey is too. I tried to tell him, Roger, just sleep in, Double R, sleep in. But Double R says, no. I'm coming in.
Way to go, Double R.
It's a long day.
Well, it is a long day, and Rainwater is no slouch. 14. He's not mailing it in, never mails it in. He's a legend. We love Double R.
I'm trying to be like Randy.
Don't you poo-poo on that. I'm telling you right now, you're a legend.
He is a legend.
Everybody listens to your show.
He's playing through stoppage time. He's playing through the extra. He's going to go into penalty kicks.
I don't know how to do all this stuff. What do you do now? Okay,
that's better. The other thing we have to mention, we have to say congratulations to our general manager and program director, Justin Acri, who is engaged.
His
girlfriend, Natalie.
Yes. Congratulations to the two of them.
Yes.
And a gold.
Yes, Natalie. I really like Natalie. You've known Natalie for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful person.
Yeah, she's a great girl. So they did it somewhere on a beach, I think. I couldn't keep up with it.
Yes. That's off to them.
That's off to them.
Yeah.
Kicking his coverage.
If you just joined the show, first up is Greg Sankey today, which will be 8 o'clock our time. We'll have his comments from the podium. Also, to Gene Chizik, who won a national championship at Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you know, Gus Malzahn goes in there after him and gets him to a national championship game but doesn't win it. But Gene will be stopping by. He's with the SEC Network. I think he stepped away, came back.
Gus was his OC.
Yes, exactly. That's one of the Burroughs Award. Yep. That year. So speaking of the Heisman, Cam Newton won the Heisman.
Yeah.
So who do you think according to Athlon Sports, who do you think the favorites are to win the Heisman this year?
It was one of the ones the same as last year.
Arch. Manning.
Yeah, the same one who was, you know, and how long did that last? About 2 weeks.
Long.
Yeah, 2 weeks and it was over with. So Arch Manning
Mateer.
Is listed number one. Mateer did not make...
And he's I think he's
capable of it. Dante Moore is in the top seven.
We've already talked about one.
Jeremiah Smith.
Chambliss.
Chambliss is according to this a top three.
Should be.
He'll produce numbers. And this is a team that everybody thinks has got a chance to maybe challenge for the national championship. Notre Dame. So CJ Carr is someone. So those are the top three: Manning, Carr, Chambliss. And then the next tier is Julian Sain at Ohio State,
right.
Josh Hoover, the transfer to Indiana, Mensa, the transfer from Duke at Miami.
Yeah.
Mensa, yes. Dante Moore, as you mentioned, at Oregon, he'll put up big numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And then the only non-quarterback, they've got Jeremiah Smith, the wide receiver at Ohio State. Now, they have another level. They've got Bachmeyer, the kid at BYU, Sam Levitt. LSU transfer from Arizona. How do you say the kid from USC quarterback? Maya Villa?
Yeah.
I think.
I'm a leaving.
And then you mentioned Mateer. He's on this list along with Marcel Reed. Remember that kid? Very dynamic player at Texas A&M. And then I tell you, the one that who I'm not looking forward to playing, boys, Gunnar Stockton at Georgia. They've got 8 returning starters on defense, Georgia has. It's like, oh, my gosh.
That's almost unheard of in today's transfer portal world. 8 figure seniors.
You know why, Bill? Because they feel like they're getting paid enough and they want to play for a championship. Why go anywhere else? They're getting enough money. They want to win a championship.
You can make that leap.
Yeah, that's right.
Georgia defensive players are always drafted.
You got a quarterback coming back who knows what he's doing. And so we get them again week 3. Yeah. After playing Utah, and I think Utah preseason top 25.
I'm going to tell you a very dark horse.
Okay,
if they play well, then obviously he'll be elevated. But no one's talking about Lenoris Sellers
from South Carolina.
Yeah. Yeah. South Carolina.
That
cat can play.
Yeah,
makes a few mistakes.
Got to stay healthy.
Way.
Yes, a couple other names: Malachi Tony, wide receiver from Miami; Kewan Lacy, a running back, Ole Miss. Another, the Missouri kid is an preseason All American. What's his last name? I just get the
Hardy,
the running back.
Hardy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. He killed us last year.
Yeah,
and you look at Missouri. They've got 3 preseason All American: All American running back, All American offensive lineman, All American kicker. So, when's the last time we had an All American? When's the last time we had an All-American? When was it?
Billy Ray Smith?
Was it Raggett? It was the kid that was a linebacker transfer from Alabama.
Drew Sanders.
Drew Sanders, I think. Listen to Christian Weaver.
Yeah, I know.
It's like having AI Chat Weaver. Yeah, Chat Weaver.
New name for him.
Golly, it's like 2 seconds in the
AI Weaver.
I've got one for you.
Okay.
And this needs to either be on Bet Saracen, or it can be on Oakland. Either way, notice I got both of them.
Yeah, look at you did there. Company man.
Good smart.
Company man.
Smart.
That's a glass table top.
The over-under. The over-under for Lane Kiffin's opening to the main media. If he does the Nick Saban route, Nick Saban, Bill, would go for 29 minutes and 30 seconds. And leave about 30 seconds for somebody to ask a question.
Right,
right.
He is smart, Lane Kiffin is working on his 29-minute speech.
Right.
So he can limit the damage in which he'll have to put up with.
That's wise. Yeah.
I'd like to read you the following.
Yes.
Saban
would go on about stuff that had nothing to do at times with football.
Right.
But he wanted to kill time. Yeah. So I'm just curious if Kiffin is smart enough, because he learned at the knee of Saban.
Didn't Kiffin's style usually just say a few words and then open it up?
I'm saying,
I know, we'll see if how different
it is. Different set of circumstances.
Yeah.
But at least he'll show up rather than Phil Fulmer didn't show up at all.
The interesting angle of that is what the Ole Miss, how many Ole Miss questions we'll get in from Ole Miss reporters. Yeah. Of course, we miss Bob Holt. You know, Bob was a legend. This is the second year we've gone without having him. He would always ask something. Usually the opposing coach would take Bob's question first. So we are on Radio Row here at SEC Media Day. Beautiful day.
Gorgeous.
Your second hometown.
Gorgeous.
Third hometown, Bill.
Second hometown. Look at that water outside.
Look at that.
Yeah, beautiful.
It is. We'll have to show maybe back. Trey, you can have the camera out just to show that when we get back.
Yes.
More to come. Do not go away. It is 7 o'clock in Arkansas. That's right.
Boom!
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Perriman, Little Rock.